Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mode Day 26 for June the 26th, 2020. And today I want to talk a little bit about the whole Splash Mountain situation. For people who don't know, Splash Mountain is an attraction at Disneyland in California, Walt Disney World in Florida, and I don't know, maybe some of the other Disney parks around the world. I don't know, but anyway, if you don't know, it's a water ride, and it has a lot of the themes and stuff, and the various characters, and sort of the story of it it's around the movie Song of the South, and they've announced recently that they're going to be replacing or retheming it. So it is about the Disney movie The Princess and the Frog. And there's been a lot of controversy about this on either sides. I've seen a lot about this on my Twitter feed from both sides. And just thought I'd have my thoughts about it. My actual thought when I first heard this actually was going to happen, there were rumors that it was going to happen for a while. My thought was that I was kind of surprised it took this long, to be honest with you. I'm not really going to talk too much about the movie Song of the South, because I've never seen it. But the movie is considered to be racist, and I've never seen it, so I can't say whether it is or not. But even if I had seen it, I don't know. Being a white person, I don't know that I feel qualified to make that determination anyway. But a lot of people do think that it's racist, and the thinking, my thoughts about that are, because I was reading about this on the Wikipedia today, and even when the movie was released in 1946, there were people saying it was racist, which leads me to believe that if it was racist then, it must be, you know, hardcore racist now. But anyway, that's kind of here nor there. Well, actually, no. The other thing I was going to say about that is whether people think it's racist or not, Disney obviously does, because they have not had it in theaters for 40 years, and it's never had a full video release in North America. And when, like, a big, you know, mega corporation decides that, you know, here's something we have that we could be making money from, and we're not going to make money from it, it's got to be pretty bad. Because that's generally how they make their decisions, based on you know, how much money they could potentially get from it. Anyway, so this ride is based on a movie that hasn't been out in theaters since 1986. It was the last time it was released. So it kind of makes sense to change it, make it on something that more people have seen. Because, you know, if you think about it, a lot of people, like, okay, say your average, you know, your average kid going to Disney World. Not only are they probably not familiar with it, but it's a good bet that their parents aren't either. So it kind of makes sense, you know, everything else aside, for Disney to have their attractions based on things that you know, most of the attendants are actually familiar with. Like, it just seems like it makes sense. Because, yeah, the last time, like I said, it was in the theater. And I guess it was on. Parts of it have been on the Disney Channel over the years. But I bet most people probably aren't familiar with it. So it just seems like it would make sense to do that. And this isn't actually the first time that this has happened with Disney stuff. I know that the ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, was changed. I think it was changed to a Winnie the Pooh thing. I'm not positive about that. I can remember years ago listening to an episode of the Trapped on Vacation podcast, and he was talking about it. And I think it was the Winnie the Pooh thing. There was the attraction, the extraterrestrial, and it got changed to a Lilo and Stitch thing. And I'm sure there's like a million other examples. I'm not like a hardcore Disney fan, so there's a lot, you know, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff that I don't even know about. And I know they've modernized some of their other attractions and they've done things over the years. So it's not like this is anything new. So yeah, I think those are sort of just my thoughts. I think, why not update it to a movie, you know, that, you know, doesn't have sort of racist overtones and just as importantly, I was going to say more importantly, but I don't think it's more importantly. Certainly the racism thing would be the most important, but, you know, maybe close to that, at least as far as Disney would be concerned, like make it about something that, the kids and stuff will actually be familiar with. Because The Princess and the Frog is a relatively new movie. I think, new compared to the age of some of the Disney movies. I think it came out in 2009. So, more than likely, a lot more of their audience will be familiar with it. So, anyway, those are my thoughts for what they're worth about this whole Disney Splash Mountain thing. Again, given everything that's been going on in the news in the world, this is a really minor thing, but I don't know. I just thought I would share my thoughts on it. I'll be back with more tomorrow.